Welcome to the New Moon Report with me, Jemima Kana. This New Moon Report is brought to you by Astrocal, who have created a range of unique and inspiring lunar calendars and moon diaries, which are a perfect companion for anybody wanting to live in harmony with the rhythms and cycles of nature and the lunar cycle. Check out their full range of beautiful products at astrocal.co.uk. The new moon in Sagittarius occurs on the 12th of December 2023 at the satisfyingly palindromic time of 23:32. The moon is conjunct the sun at 20 degrees and 40 minutes of Sagittarius. Sagittarian energy is ruled by Jupiter, the planet of grand plans, great opportunities and enthusiastic endeavours. There's no wonder then that this new moon promises excitement, growth and expansion. Jupiter, the great amplifier of the zodiac, shouts louder and pushes further than any other planet. Sagittarian energy is exuberant, good-humoured and eternally optimistic. This moon is signalling that it is time for dreaming big and making a wish. Jupiter, the ruling planet of Sagittarius, is in the sign of hungry and determined Taurus in sesquiquadrate to the new moon. What can this tell us about the desire to rebirth ourselves? That there are existing opportunities to consider. If there seems to be some irritation or rub that prevents you from sprinting straight off the block, this is the cosmos reminding you to honour the opportunities that you have been given. There may already be promises to keep. Taurian energy is reminding us that keeping our feet on the ground will lend longevity to the sprint which is keen to be sparked by this new moon. Small bumps, errors, or inconveniences may lead to a sense of frustration, but ultimately, this is doing you good. All you need to do to navigate these bumps is to ground yourself against rushing too fast. This is a little reminder of the long game rather than allowing the intentions we set under this new moon to amount to nothing more than a quick flash in the pan. This new moon is forming a square with Neptune, a challenging aspect which is exacerbating the need to explore our purpose. What are we here for? How deep is deep enough? How far is far enough? If we linger too long on these questions, we risk inaction. Instead of growing and taking a risk, we could languish forever in imagining up endless excuses for why we aren't quite ready. This square brings tension between the need to lose ourselves in navel-gazing and taking the step we need to make in order to push ourselves to the next level of emotional growth. This is a chance for you to break through any deception that you have allowed yourself to believe, especially if it relates to, I'll do this when I've got a bit more time. Jupiter's outlook on the notion of space and time is very different to Saturn, the watchful clockmaster. Jupiter says, time is an illusion. You can make it yourself. Neptune would have you lost forever, yearning and searching for just another minute. This new Sagittarian moon is showing you that you have the power to create time for yourself. Choices and sacrifices may have to be made, though. We may not be able to do everything all at once, but you can choose to be more free if you are honest about what it is that you need right now. Do not be daunted by this square aspect. Do not give up on hope that things can be another way. Choose not to lose yourself in the depths of what could have once been, and instead notice what now appears to be lost and let it go. Focus on finding what it is that you now stand to gain when you release yourself from the ties of anxiety. Fellow Centaurian comet Chiron is in trine to this new moon. What are we being taught through this new moon about our deepest wounds? Parts of our heart which were hurt so badly we may have believed they could never recover. The myth of Chiron is deeply ironic. It teaches the story of the greatest healer who triumphed from rejection and hurt, but who could not save himself. This harmonious connection is reminding us that to truly heal, we have to be honest about what hurts. In order to accept support, we need to admit that we cannot do it all alone. This connection between two Centaurian spirits is about comradeship in the fight for civilized enlightenment. The healer too needs help. By combining forces and listening to the wisdom of our fellows, we can forge forwards alongside each other. Step outside the drama triangle and refuse to accept any role of perpetrator of harm, victim of circumstance, or rescuing messiah. Between these roles exists a balanced and liberating place where real healing and true happiness can be found. Chiron's key of healing above the circle of matter is a powerful symbol. Healing requires some disconnection from our physical circumstances. We have to engage with our spirit and our soul in order to find a sense of wholeness. This Sagittarian new moon is rekindling our innermost desire to do what is right. We are changing and growing. The powerful energy of this new moon is demanding that we make things right and champion our desire to learn more and do better. Centaurian spirit is galloping alongside us as we move not in circles, but ever wider spirals. We notice as we pass ourselves as we once were, just how much that we have now grown, how far we have come. That growth is not always obvious until we look back to the centre, but progress has been made, and you are eternally moving towards greater enlightenment and deeper connection with your purpose on this planet. This is a short guided meditation. Imagine yourself for a moment in the forest. It is dusk. Through the canopy of trees above you, stars glitter and sparkle. In your hand, you hold a lit candle contained within a lantern. On your back is a cooking pot. Through the woods you walk, listening to the wind rustle the branches above you and your footsteps steadily moving you and carrying you forwards. Presently, you find yourself in a clearing. The space feels welcoming, protected. Here you see that there is all you need about you to make a small fire. There are ashes here already, as if this place is the perfect spot to build that fire. You can arrange the twigs and branches and use the flame from your candle to light them. Watch now and breathe in as you see how the fire, like Sagittarius, changes so easily from a single flame to a roaring party of flickering light. Now, as you put your pot on the fire and begin to cook, you can choose what to add. As you add a handful of each ingredient, you bless the pot with good intent. You are creating your own healing. But you are not alone. As you look up, you can see friendly, smiling faces illuminated by the fire's glow. You are surrounded by love and trust, supported by people who stand in a circle around you, wishing you well. These people are connected around you and supporting you to continue in your loving work here. Allow yourself to watch as steam spirals from your cauldron and captivates your attention. Make a wish and watch as the magic you have created circles upwards to the stars above. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out all of AstroCal's amazing product range at www.astrocal.co.uk. They have an incredible range of moon diaries and lunar calendars for you to be able to track the moon and really connect to who you are under her beautiful influence. You can read my horoscopes every day for free at jkaner.com.